And now it's time for a Castle Country FYI. Today I have Seth Ovison, Carbon County Clerk, and he's here to give us the rundown of the elections last night. How are you, Seth?
I'm doing great.
Are you awake? I guess you didn't get much sleep last night.
we got done at about 10:30, but we ended up staying up watching some of the federal elections, so we got enough sleep.
Good. So give us your thoughts.
Overall, I think we had great turnout. We ended up with voter turnout in Carbon County of about 70%, which has been, it's better than we have had in several years. I was very impressed. Everybody came out. People were courteous at the polls. We didn't have any kind of problems like they did up at, you know, Salt Lake had reported really long lines. St. George had some long lines, but we didn't have any of those problems. It went really smooth. So,
do you think a lot of citizens took advantage of the early voting?
You know, we did have a lot of early voters, about 3,000, just over 3,000 people early voted, which was about 30% of the county chose to vote that way and avoided the lines completely. That was the most early voting we've had since I've been the county clerk. It was really nice to see that kind of turnout.
Now, as far as this election, because it's been kind of different this election, did you see a lot of younger voters this year?
You know, we saw quite a few younger voters, a lot of ones from the college. We also saw a lot of people that, in their voter history, they haven't voted for 10, 15, or 20 years that came out this election cycle, which was nice to see.
Oh, great. So give us your thoughts on some of the closer races for Carbon County.
The close races in Carbon County that most people are watching is the House Seat 69, which was Brad King and Christine Watkins. In Carbon County, Brad King had 58.9% of the vote and Christine Watkins 41% of the vote. But that's a House district that covers part of Emory County, Grand County, and Duchesne County. And when you add in the votes from Duchesne, it shows that Christine Watkins is actually winning by just under 400 votes right now. Now, that doesn't include any of the provisional ballots or ballots that were mailed before the deadline that haven't made it in the mail yet. So we won't call who wins until after the canvass, but that one was an interesting one, and one that a lot of people in the community were watching. The other one was the county commission race, which was Casey Hopes and Tony Martinez. That one was a lot closer when we first started reporting numbers. That's the one that, you know, one was winning, and then it went back and forth. And right now, with all of the early voting, Election Day voting, and the by-mails that we have in, it's got Casey Hopes is winning by just about 200 votes. We still have about 300, 340 votes outstanding, which we'll be counting in the next week or so. The final numbers canvass is the 22nd. That's when everything's done. We need time to verify different things and make sure that everything's correct, because we don't want to mess it up.
Right.
But we will report some numbers on Tuesday next week, which will account for most of those outstanding votes. So we'll have an update next week on Tuesday.
With how the whole voting went, with early voting and whatnot, is there anything you think you need to do differently the next time there's an election? Or are you pretty good with how it went?
You know, we had a couple of problems. Most of them were logistical problems of, you know, making sure we had the right amount of supplies at different polling places. And this was my first presidential election, and there's a definitely learning curve for it. But, you know, I have to give this credit to my staff and all of the poll workers, the volunteers, everybody that did stuff. We had people bring us food, and, you know, it was great. Everybody came together, and I think overall we ran very successfully. So,
well, good. I think that's great. And you wasn't a late night last night, other than when you went home to go watch stuff on TV.
Yeah.
Well, Seth, thank you so much for coming in. Of course, we'd love to have you come back and give us the final numbers, which I think you said next 2 weeks.
Yep. On the 22nd is when our canvass is at noon.
So you'll have to come back and see us and let us know how those numbers come out. But people can track it, right?
Yep. You can look at those on the county's website, or if you want to go to vote.utah.gov, and that will post everything, all the state elections, the federal elections, everything is on vote.utah.gov, and you just have to click on the tab for election night reporting. You can pull them up and
it's all right there.
Yep. And those ones will include, like for House Seat 69, those will include the votes for Grand, Emory, Carbon for that House seat. So
All right. Well, I appreciate you taking some time. I know I bet you've been busy today. So I appreciate you coming in and talking to us and letting the community know.
Yep. Well, we appreciate everybody in the community for coming out and vote. And we hope they make it a habit and come out and vote next year, too.
All right. This has been a Castle Country FYI.